We are 1 week away from the Iowa caucuses, and a new poll from Emerson College shows Bernie Sanders in the lead there. He is backed by 30% of respondents, 9 points ahead of second place Joe Biden. Sanders is relying on support from younger voters because some of his ideas, like democratic socialism, do not poll well with older Americans. And Derek Thompson sees some irony there. Derek is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So first off, how does polling on socialism break down by age?
Older Americans are vastly more likely to say that they prefer capitalism over socialism. If you look at Americans over 55, for example, it's a 2-to-1 margin in favor of capitalism over socialism. That's according to polling by Gallup. But if you ask Americans born after 1980, millennials and Generation Z, they are equally likely to say that they feel positively about both capitalism and socialism. It basically breaks down 50-50. So a 2-to-1 margin among boomers, a 50-50 split among millennials.
And you find this ironic because you write that these older anti-socialist Americans already live in a wonderland of government generosity, very similar to the socialism that they dread.
Sure. Let's take two examples. I think there's a lot of older Americans, even older Democrats, who say, you know, young people want single-payer health care. They want socialized medicine. They want free money from the government. What's that all about? Well, look, the federal government already guarantees single-payer health care in the United States. It's called Medicare, and it applies to Americans over the age of 65. Senior citizens already receive a certain kind of universal basic income. That's called Social Security. And you could also say, well, there's a lot of older Americans who say that we shouldn't find new ways to subsidize student debt. We shouldn't pay back young people for student debt that they've accrued. But a lot of these older Americans are homeowners. And every decade, homeowners, average age of 55 in America, receive about $900 billion in mortgage debt subsidies for the mortgage interest deduction right in the tax code. So what I'm pointing out here is that Sanders, you could say, is not so much offering his young constituency a radically new contract. What he's saying is that we already have in the United States a mixed economy, a little bit of capitalism and a little bit of socialism, and he wants to extend the terms of that existing contract to more Americans. And because older Americans tend to live in a somewhat socialist world already, that means extending the contract to younger Americans.
Well, and at the same time, the economic picture is very different for younger Americans than it is for older Americans when it comes to jobs and debt.
That's absolutely right. You know, I've been on this show many times talking about how the economy is getting better, even though a lot of people aren't necessarily talking about it at the Democratic Party. And that's true. In many ways, the rate of growth in the U.S. economy is pretty good, and this has been a long recovery. But in November, the Conference Board, which is this non-governmental research organization, reported on the economic confidence levels in this country. And they found that the gap in economic confidence between consumers under 35 and consumers over 55 was the largest on record, this age gap in confidence in the economy. And I think that's because a lot of young people in this economy feel like they did everything right. They went to college, they took on some debt, they were ready to get a high-paying job to help buy them a house and start a family. But a lot of those parts of the long road of young adulthood were either stalled by the Great Recession or hurt by the lack of affordable housing. And young people in this country are much less likely to be homeowners than their parents or even than Gen X was at the same age. So for many reasons, I think, they look at this situation, they see that modern capitalism has broken the process of becoming a young adult.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. And we are talking about this, by the way, just a week ahead of the Iowa caucuses. We will be broadcasting from Iowa later this week as we continue to follow the campaign, which we really don't know how it's going to turn out next Monday. But Derek, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And as we close out this hour, we want to take a moment to listen to some of the tributes to basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who died yesterday in that helicopter crash north of Los Angeles. In San Antonio, the Spurs and Raptors opened their NBA game last night by running out the 24-second shot clock, a nod to Bryant's jersey number.
They have decided that whoever wins the tip, and in this case Toronto, they are going to let the shot clock run out because of the number 24 to honor Kobe Bryant. As Fred VanVleet holding on to it, and the crowd recognizing what this means.
Several other teams opened their games the same way last night. And at the Grammy Awards, which took place at the Staples Center where the Lakers play, Alicia Keys and Boyz II Men honored Kobe Bryant this way.
And now take me a memory to be my sunshine after the rain.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.
To you. We love you, Kobe. Boyz II Men.